The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray on the other side of the glass, just like old times. Ray taking over for a week while Bob Dio enjoys himself on a little vacation. It's the Buckmaster Show on Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. Of course, today the 8th anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy. We'll talk a little bit about that at 12:30 on the program today. You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We've got our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of our programs over the past 8 years, we celebrated 8 full years last week. We're now into the 9th year. Pretty much all shows over that 8-year period are archived at buckmastershow.com. Joining us now is Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under 4 presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents a couple of important local clients, City of Tucson and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
It's interesting. There are no traffic. Washington is basically shut down, except for the Pentagon. And it's really very disturbing what's going on. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you about the Wildcats. I see that they picked up DeMarco Murray, one of my favorite runners of all time, to coach the backfield.
Yeah, I think that's a real good move. He seems to be real excited about joining the ball club, and Coach Sumlin likes him, and I think that's going to be a big plus for the Cats. And they had a couple of tough packed 12 games over the weekend here at home, pulling out that game in overtime with Utah. So I think things are starting to look up, but we'll certainly see, won't we?
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. I mean, those are tough games, and this team, which was sort of cobbled together, very unlike Arizona, but nonetheless, it seems like our coach is starting to put things together. We may surprise everybody, Bill.
We may indeed. Terry, I do want to talk about this government shutdown. It goes on and on. It is having an impact, isn't it, on American citizens?
Well, it is, Bill. Especially the farm community, which depends really on cash payments from the federal government for crops and to plant. And you're sort of at that time of year. It's very unfortunate. So they're getting burned very badly. You know, there have been 10 of these shutdowns, most of them only a couple of days. This one is approaching the longest. And as they go along, the administration is trying to fill in by bringing people back to take care of this constituency and that constituency. But still, it makes it look so political. And, you know, it gets down to who the administration decides are the essential federal employees. And, you know, those are political decisions. And, again, the poor are in danger of losing out, public housing subsidies. Luckily, here in Tucson, have been paid for the month of January. We hope to get our February check. But the fear is that landlords may start evicting families who depend upon these programs.
And that program that feeds poor kids, the SNAP program.
Again, we've got our check. But the SNAP program is just so important. It keeps a lot of poor kids alive, and it's a very important program, and the idea that that might be threatened are things like energy assistance. And so it always is the case, isn't it, that when Washington stops work or does something, it's always the the poor who get hit the worst.
That's really unfortunate. People are worried about tax refunds as well, Terry.
Well, they are. And, you know, I don't know what to tell them. I know that the administration has brought some IRS employees back into work with the idea of keeping the refunds, you know, on schedule. But I guess from our standpoint as a family, we're betting that everything's going to be late. It's just not that easy to do with half a staff and so many demands. And, you know, a lot of people live from paycheck to paycheck, and they've already planned into their budgets the refunds from the federal government. And I don't know, Bill, what to tell people except that I think, you know, hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
Terry, I want to, in the remaining 5 minutes, let's talk about this whole deal about the wall. The idea of funding a wall has become this matter of, it's really become a matter of principles with the Democrats. How is all this going to work out, Terry Bracey?
Well, it's hard to say. In an ordinary scenario where you've got the Congress and the President at loggerheads, some sort of compromise can be worked out that would justify the position of both sides. I'm not sure we're there yet. The problem is that Democrats, led by Speaker Pelosi, have been saying that they believe that this wall is a moral issue, and that not only that it's they think a clear waste of money, but they believe it becomes a symbol of racism. Now, Democratic moderates from the South and West, I think, are ready to negotiate, particularly the farm states. But the Progressive Caucus, which includes most of the new members, I think it feels that though their districts are really impacted, they'd like to get a deal because their people are really getting hurt, but they think it's a moral issue. And then on the other hand, you've got the president who looks at the wall as the most important thing he has to do politically to get reelected. So you've really got a situation here which is quite ugly and quite unfortunate.
Do you think the president tonight on his speech in the national speech will try to say we have a national emergency on immigration and that he will declare the funding available, say, through the Pentagon or something else? Or do you think he'll hold off on that?
Bill, I've quit trying to predict what the president will do. But, you know, the belief is that he's going to come on national television and raise the specter of a huge national emergency on immigration, which he claims would then give him access to funds to build the wall. He might try to use this tactic because, you know, it would give him access to a pile of money that Congress can't stop. But generally, this kind of money is used for real big disasters like an invasion, a war, 9/11, those kinds of things. So I don't know. I'm sure the Congress will take it to court right away.
You rarely do agree with the president, but I was interested in your Sunday op-ed in the Arizona Daily Star. You are a contributor to the Star, and you did say there are some cases where certainly in what you are talking about in the op-ed where you do agree with the president. What was that all about?
Well, I really agree with his decision, which is sort of being pulled back now, as I feared, but that we get the heck out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had the great fortune, Bill, to live on this earth now for 3/4 of a century. And with the exception of a few peaceful interludes, for all that time, America has been at war. World War II and Korea, you know, were wars of necessity, wars to save our democracy. But from then on, we, starting in Vietnam, we have fought these wars of choice, mostly with poor results. The financial cost of these wars, mostly in the Middle East, is incalculable. Trillions. Money that maybe would have sped the cure for AIDS and Parkinson's and maybe even cancer. Trillions that, you know, could have built schools, highways, iconic airports, and provide better wages for Americans. They're all going to war fighting.
And you do worry about after the fall. You worry that after the fall of the Soviet Union, our foreign policy has promoted the whole idea of empire. Quickly, your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody refers to us now as the indispensable nation. America's the indispensable nation, which is an invitation for us to get involved all over the globe. It's this whole idea of empire. And if you look back over history, all empires fall, and they usually fall from becoming over-aggressive in seeking others' property and so on. So I think that some of our wisest presidents from Washington to Eisenhower have warned us against this, even though they were the greatest military men of their generation.
All right, Terry Bracey, we'll look for, if folks have not seen the op-ed, which was in the Arizona Daily Star, it is online on the Arizona Daily Star website, and always good to see you contributing to our local paper, and always a contributor to this program. Very much appreciated after our 8 full years on the air, the anniversary last week. We're into year 9, and Terry, thank you for being a part of it since the very beginning. I do appreciate it.
Well, Bill, I admire what you've done and what you've created, kind of a civic forum, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Thank you very much. Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show, our contributor on Washington and governmental affairs. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. If you go by there, I guarantee you're going to have a great lunch. The sandwich that bread will be delivered to you. It came out of the oven just a couple of hours ago. A wide variety of breads. I like the rustic bread. I like that turkey, that hot turkey sandwich. Oh, they do a nice job. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. A link to Mona's. Big thumbs up from Shelley Fishman to tell us that the market is looking pretty darn good today. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And you know, Shelley, they say time flies, as you were saying to me during the break. 9 years already with the show?
Gosh.
Well, I mean, wow, it's been 3 weeks to the day since you last graced our microphones.
Well, thank you. And nothing has happened in the markets in those 3 weeks.
Are you kidding? And the reason that it has been 3 weeks is because Christmas and New Year's fell on Tuesday, so we did not have live shows. But so much happened during those 3 weeks.
In the markets,
yeah,
a great deal went on. The volatility was explosive. We had the highest one-day point gain in history, but we had a couple of down days that were disastrous. Just before we went on vacation, if you will, from the Tuesday vacation, mm-hmm. We were talking about where the market was going to wind up for the year 2018. And I was a little more optimistic than where it actually came out. It came out at around 23,433 on the Dow, which turned out to be more than 10% off on the year. Mm-hmm. And 10% on a full year is a really an alarming number, given the fact that the economy has been so good, that the economy continues to chug along. In fact, in the past couple of months, the employment numbers and some of the wage increase numbers have really broken out a little bit from where they had been kind of on a straight line. And so now we're nudging that line up a little bit. The good news is that's good news for the economy. We actually had an uptick in unemployment announced last Friday because more people are out looking for jobs. In other words, the saturation rate of people looking for employment or who are employed in this economy has climbed a couple of hundredths of a point, which is a big number considering the size of the labor market. The other thing that is continuing to be optimistic is that we're beginning to see some upward pressure on wages, and that's really good news because that begins to address one of the basic fundamental problems in the economy right now, which is income disparity. The downside of all of that good news, of course, is that that gives the Fed more excuse to say that they're on the right course and need to continue to monitor and regulate the economy using interest rates.
Your numbers, which there's one that really jumped out at me. The Dow, you know, I wasn't too surprised, but the bond, for people who are doing what they're supposed to be with the right mix, and we've talked about this over the years, the right mix of bonds and equities, the bond market could have really saved the day for some people.
Absolutely.
This is so, really important.
So if you had taken our advice,
right,
and balanced your portfolio, especially if you were older.
Correct.
The bond market in 2018 actually was only off about 1.4%. Mm-hmm. That's taking a look at the general bond ETF.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year Treasury was down about was actually up about 1%, and the 20-year plus Treasury was down about a half a percent. But when you add back their yields on those bonds, we were actually up about 1%, 1.5% on the year in both the general bond market, commercial industrial bonds, and also 10 and 20-year, 30-year treasuries, which means that you would have avoided a good deal of that 10% loss. Now, had the equities jumped another 20 or 30% as they had the prior year, you would have been beating yourself and me around the head and shoulders. You know, what did you make me do? But if finding a way to control volatility and sleep at night is part of your plan, part of your financial plan, then this past year really did prove why having a kind of textbooky kind of mix or allocation in your portfolio makes a lot of sense.
Which could have been 60 to 70% equities and the rest in bonds, and that would have really softened the blow for your year-end
statement. Right. If you're in your prime earning years, mm-hmm. if you're in your 60s and 70s, I would flip that mm-hmm. and do about 30% equities and about 70% cash and bonds.
You know, there's so much focus now about immigration with the president's speech tonight, but this whole emerging tax policy debate is going to be a big story.
Wow. So do we have about a half an hour?
I know. We've got less than four minutes
Okay. This is going to be an ongoing discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We heard it on Sunday, actually, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new representative congressperson from New York, was talking about raising the top marginal rates to 70%. Paul Krugman in the Times got right on that bandwagon. We're hearing it from some of the more left-leaning, progressive, Democratic congresspeople and senators. The question is, does that solve the problem? And how long did it take us to get into this problem? And the answer there is probably 40 years. Tax policy was largely responsible for the problems with the middle class. And it's not going to be solved overnight, though that kind of tax policy clearly is going to be part of the solution. But we have several other things to take a look at the objective, which is to fix this disparity between the highest paid workers and the lowest or middle class workers. That's going to take a while, but we've got to fix education. We've got to make education more practical and more affordable for people, maybe even if it's statewide education, free, as it was when I was going to school.
We got to fix infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay. Infrastructure, you know, the tax policy helps that because it provides some funding for building infrastructure. But infrastructure feeds on itself because you employ a lot of people in building highways and building internet and building and repairing tunnels and repairing bridges and the things that we need to do in our infrastructure, so that those kinds of things not only get people working, they're good jobs, and that promotes people having money to spend in what is, after all, a consumer-driven economy. So if we can get people to be earning a decent wage, not having to work two jobs just to pay the bills every month, and at the same time reduce their level of credit card and other debt, then we make some real long-term improvements in the economy that will, I think, set a more stable foundation for growth. We're not going to go back to the growth of the 50s and 60s, but we really do need to climb up above 2%, maybe into 3% growth. And you can't do that with the kind of instability that we have today. When you have all of GDP growth going to the top 10% of income earners and the rest of the people either flat or less than flat, That is not sustainable in a consumer-driven economy.
We need to get by this issue. The government needs to reopen. We need to get by the whole immigration issue before we can get into these other issues.
Clearly, yeah. but what we're seeing from some of these politicians is they're not waiting. They can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. And that seems to be where they're focusing, and I love it.
All right. Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure, and happy new year to you. We'll look forward to our conversations in 2019 as we are now launched into year number 9. Thanks, Shel.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. I love Green Things for all of their wonderful items for the garden. And now, of course, Zocalo, which for years was over at near Country Club and Broadway, all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America, they're now at Green Things. In fact, they have a whole Zocalo Village, five buildings dedicated to some great arts and crafts from Mexico and other places, Peru. Check it out, 3384 East River Road, and the website is greenthingsaz.com. Today, a very sad day. Of course, today is the 8th anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy. Beyond is an annual community-wide outdoor event that occurs the second Saturday of every year to commemorate the anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy. The event was initiated by members of Gabe Zimmerman's family and is dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community by providing opportunities for people to come together, get outside, and be physically active for the day. Michelle Crow is with us. Michelle, a spokesperson for Beyond. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having us today, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about how this has evolved.
Well, you know, what ended up happening after the shooting, which of course was January 8th, 2011, was Gabe Zimmerman's family and friends started to congregate together to try to put together some memorial activity or trail or something to memorialize his life. And what came out of that was an initial idea, a lot of initial ideas, but the idea was to do a day to commemorate the anniversary. And just because of who Gabe was in particular and who his family was, he was just surrounded by a whole slew of really amazing people that really appreciated the great outdoors that we have here, as well as the importance of being focused on one's health and well-being as well, too. And so as people continued to meet, they decided, well, what we should do is we should just really commemorate the day by encouraging people to try to continue that really intense sense of community cohesion that I think we all felt after the tragedy. And everybody come outdoors once again, come together once again, and spend time with those you love and pick an activity that you enjoy. I have to admit that initially what we thought we were organizing was a single Beyond event.
Pretty much one shot deal.
Right.
But this thing now this year, you got 18 different family-friendly activities.
Yeah, so as we started planning the event that first year, everybody just wanted to be involved and everybody fell in love with the idea. So essentially that first year, different groups and organizations came together to plan their own Beyond event. And we had close to 36 Beyond events on that first anniversary all over Pima County.
I remember that. That was a lot of activity.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. And it was beautiful expression of who this community is. But the second anniversary, we tried to sort of regionalize and consolidate. And so now we, every year since then, have had anywhere from 12 to 18 opportunities
for
people.
Which feels about right, I think, Michelle, don't you?
I do. It doesn't feel
overwhelming, but it's still very, it gives people a lot of choices.
It gives them a lot of choices. The idea is that no matter where you live, there's something close by to you. And so, and then the other thing is we try to provide a large, a broad array of different activities that people might want to participate in. So say you really like to do biking, or you like hiking, or, you know, you like Zumba, or what have you, right? I mean, there's something that is made for you.
Like Tucson, we move, together we move, dance, fitness festival is now going to take place this year, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Philip's Plaza.
It is. We'd moved that. Some saw that as sort of the main event that we used to have downtown.
Right.
So note to everybody, that one is moving a little bit. It's really nice. It's right off the loop. So I know it's coinciding with a bike ride that's going to come by that particular day. So it's a convenient location. But they have a really beautiful courtyard and a stage set up there. And the farmers market is also happening at the same time.
Oh, good.
So you can can come out and move your body, get into the new year, start your New Year's resolutions, but also pick up, say, some fresh fruits and vegetables and start the year off right that way.
Something going on at my favorite park where I like to walk, Himmel Park.
You know, that's a new one for us this year. We're pretty excited about that one. Mm-hmm. It came about pretty organically. We were working with Ishkashita, which is a refugee, Ishkashita Refugee Network, and they work with UN refugees, helping to integrate them into the community. And also, they also work to harvest fruit off of people's trees. And as you probably know, right now is prime citrus season.
I was just walking over in Himmel and the neighborhood around there, and it looked like the lemons and the oranges. I love to walk and see them as they harvest and look like they're very ripe.
They're
right
ready
now.
To go.
So this is a perfect opportunity for a citrus harvest.
It's a citrus harvest.
There
and
you
so
go.
I will note that we still need neighbors in that neighborhood and also in the Ward 3 neighborhood to call in and register their trees, because we won't just show up in your yard start harvesting.
But from what I saw Sunday, there are all sorts of harvesting opportunities, Michelle.
Yeah, there's lots of fruit out
so,
there.
So, I mean, that's a great idea. So that's going to go at Himmel 8 a.m. to 11.
So first, there's a free 5K park run, and it's very low key. And you know if you want to start off the new year with getting back into running, it's an easy one to do because you essentially do 4 laps around Himmel Park.
Yeah,
and
you could actually do a speed walk or something just to join.
Yeah,
just to get up and move, right?
And then right afterwards, at 9 to 11, Ishkashita is going to lead people through the neighborhood. And harvest some of the fruit there. I mean, part of their mission, in the sense that they try to reduce food waste, because truth be told, a lot of us don't end up ever harvesting our fruit off our trees. And then they also help sustain the families in our community.
Michelle, we're quickly running out of time, so I want to go over, give us kind of an overview of some of the other events real quickly.
They span all over town. I will note that one of them, unfortunately, has been canceled. That's the run out at Saguaro National Park due to the federal shutdown.
Oh, yes.
So we're sending out a note pretty soon here that we're going to encourage people to go to any of the other events.
Mm-hmm.
But there's fun ones. There's a kickball tournament, for example, up at Oro Valley with Oro Valley Parks and Rec. I think if I wasn't busy planning the event, I would go back to my elementary school days and get a team together and go out there.
I liked kickball.
I
That's
did
cool.
Too. It would be Very fun cool. for a day. But all 18 events are listed on our website, and so we encourage everybody to go there and
Which
pick their favorite one.
beyond-tucson.org.
Yes, beyond-tucson.org. The other thing we're doing this year is we're doing some Beyond Science talks, and so you'll see 4 of those. We developed all our health programming around 4 main principles, which is get outdoors and spend time in nature, move your body, make good nutritional choices, and then the importance of connecting with others in community. And so we have 4 very distinguished speakers at different locations that are going to be talking about why those 4 pillars of the Beyond mission and why it's good for your well-being. And so look for those as well, too.
Do you need any volunteers?
We always need volunteers.
I thought so.
Absolutely. So please also feel free to use the contact form on the website and contact us.
And
if you have any questions or want to volunteer.
Sponsors, Tucson Medical Center does a great job, and Run Tucson. Those are your 2 kind of legacy sponsors.
They are. They're our big ones, yes.
And so I think you've got a very well-rounded event this year with the 17 or so events. And I like those 4 pillars: movement, nutrition, nature, and community. 4 pillars of health. I think we could all buy into that, Michelle Crow. Sounds great.
Yeah, we hope to see you out there.
Thank you very much. And again, the website, beyond-tucson.org. Michelle Crow, always a pleasure. Good luck with the 8th annual Beyond celebration this Saturday.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. We've got Margaret Regan coming up from the Tucson Weekly, longtime arts writer. She will have our Tucson Fox Theater Arts Report. But first, a quick shout out to all of our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You know, it's only a three-hour drive over there, and so many of our listeners, we send them over there. Everybody has a great time. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find many great places to stay and at least several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. We'll be right back on Buckmaster. Viro Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2019 filled with inspiring live performances like the Fox starting off the new year on the right foot by presenting the extraordinary, talented child prodigy vocalist Jackie Ivanko. That's going to be the Jackie Ivanko concert is this Thursday, January the 10th at 7:30. Then Sunday, February 3rd, experience the enduring power and popularity of America's folk music. Boy, this takes me back. One of my first concerts that I ever saw was Peter, Paul, and Mary at a kind of a coffee house in Chicago. We all sat around on pillows. But anyway, Lonesome Traveler with a special guest, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That is going to be a great event. To view the full event and concert schedule and to purchase tickets to see Jackie Ivanko, this Thursday, January 10th, Lonesome Traveler with special guest Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's Sunday, February 3rd. Visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. She's the author of two prize-winning books on immigration. The most recent is titled Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Boy, talk about timely books with all this talk about the border. Margaret Regan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Yeah, I'm actually giving a couple of talks in the next couple of weeks because, you know, the border is back in everybody's focus.
Oh, yeah, real hot. It's the hot topic right now. How about my little story about Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, God.
Yeah, yeah, kind of one of the early memories there in Chicago. They're seeing Peter, Paul, and Mary, and they had just really launched their career with, you know, If I Had a Hammer. I think that was kind of their first big hit. But anyway, you've been busy looking at visual art, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I did take 1 week off for Christmas, Bill.
Oh, so. Okay. To enjoy.
I didn't have anything in the paper last week, so that's unusual.
You took a week off to enjoy the tasty fruitcake that we sent to your family.
Yes, well, thank you very much. We all enjoyed it and gobbled it right up the night we opened it. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last week, though, back on the job, as everybody, you know, you get a little, you're slow coming back after the holidays, but I went up to Tohono O'Chul Park to see the show Copper State. You know, James Schaub is the curator up there. He's been doing a great job. He uses only Arizona artists, and a lot of times the topics are about some aspect of Arizona geography or history. And this time, Copper State is about copper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Arizona was once called the state with the five C's, citrus,
right.
Climate, copper. Mm-hmm. And what were the other two?
Citrus, climate, copper, cattle, and I don't remember the fifth of the C. Maybe someone will remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, Arizona has had this long history of copper mining dating back to the 19th century. And as we have seen, while we all use copper, and we're using it even more and more today with wiring, it's in our computers, it's in our phones, it's a terribly damaging form of mining. You know, we have the open pits left over in places like Bisbee and up in Morenci and Clifton. You know, those mines are still operating. So it was a bold move by James to solicit works about copper. And, you know, copper's this funny thing. It's a beautiful substance when it's all, prettified and gone through the treatment after it's been in the mine. So some of the works are just the beautiful shimmer of copper. There's an abstract piece, very, very beautiful, a guy named Michael Avsa. He makes he calls it copper balloons. It's this shimmering wall work that has sort of petal shapes slicing out and, you know, very pretty. But a lot of people, you know, address the issues around mining. Bill Lesh, who's a very well-known artist in Tucson, he said it's weird. You know, he does this whole project where he goes up in an airplane and photographs the mines from above.
Uh-huh.
And he said looking down on them from on high, they're beautiful. They look like abstract paintings, you know, colors and lines.
They really
and
do.
Cracks.
They do.
Yeah. So that's why I called my story A Terrible Beauty. So from up there, it's gorgeous, but, you know, down below, it's sickly. You know, mm-hmm. Some of those colors are from poisons that get injected into the earth, and, you know, the crevices
sure.
are permanent. So it's a very interesting show.
And you write about that. That'd be your upcoming story?
Yeah, that'll be in the paper on Thursday.
Hey, Margaret, we now know the fifth C. A couple of listeners have called, plus my wonderful producer, Ray, brought it up on my screen. We forgot cotton. It's copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate. There you go with the five C's.
Yeah, you know, I've known those five C's for years, and every time I try to recite them, I leave one out.
There you go. Okay, so that show is at Tohono O'Chul, and that's going to be in the upcoming issue this week of the Tucson Weekly. You wrote about I think, the opening show at Etherton, didn't you?
Oh, I'm about to. I'm going down there this afternoon. It just opens today.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd talk about that a little bit.
All right.
Because that'll be in the paper next week, and that show's not staying up too long. This is interesting. It's a little bit of a different step for Etherton to take. It's an ACLU, you know, the lawyers group, civil rights group and human rights group. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary in Arizona. So they took an unusual tack for them to put together an art show. They invited artists to do works that they felt were, you know, relevant to the ACL's mission of protecting constitutional rights. So, again, it's 40 artists from Arizona. It's really nice to see, you know, the state's artists getting these opportunities, and a whole bunch of them are from Tucson. Simon Donovan, Steve Farley, who recently ran for governor.
Right, right. And may run for mayor, so we'll
see.
That's
what he's saying. Yeah. But, you know, he's still an artist. That's
yes,
his livelihood.
He is.
So he's got a piece in the show, Barbara Brandel, whose work, she actually had a work traveling around the United States about what she feels is the danger of our civil liberties being diminished during the current administration. So I'm curious, I haven't seen the pictures of these works yet, but of interest, since we were talking about immigration, a lot of these works end up being about immigration because, obviously, in Arizona, this is a big issue. And the ACLU has a lawsuit ongoing against the Border Patrol for the terrible, inhumane conditions in their holding cells where people go for the first couple of days. So there's going to be a panel discussion about migrant justice related to the ACLU and things going on now in Arizona. And that's going to be next week. My story is coming out next week, the 17th, and then the migrant justice panel will be a week later on January 24th.
Are you involved with the panel?
No, I'm not actually. But Nancy Montoya from NPR,
sure.
She's doing the moderating, and then we have three local lawyers who are discussing different angles by which they could challenge the Trump administration on various migrant policies.
And I mentioned we were going to talk about three visual art shows, and I have very little time. So
okay.
I know you did the Kate Brakey?
Kate Brakey.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a delightful show at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, and it closes this Sunday. They have a nice new gallery at the Botanical Gardens.
Really?
Yeah, and
I'm a member over there. I need to go over and look at the gallery.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've had another one in one of the buildings for a long time, but it's a new little one sort of near the front door. And one of the nice things is you don't actually have to pay to go into the gardens in order to see the art, which I like because, you know, it's a little pricey over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they have just a delightful show by Kate Brakey, who's originally from Australia, has lived in Tucson for a long time. She does hand-painted photographs, and, you know, that sounds a little crafty, but these are just beautiful works, and in this particular show, she's focusing entirely on trees, and she is a world traveler, so we see trees from all around the world, just beautifully, beautifully photographed.
I'll have to check that show out. Do you know how long that's going to be?
Just until Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Oh, through only this Sunday. Oh,
yeah, well, I was late in, you know, I wrote about it in December. It was kind of like things to do over the holidays.
Right.
Kind of story.
And quickly, what about the Rogue Theater?
Yeah, I'm going to see Much Ado About Nothing at the Rogue Theater on Friday night. It's one of the classic Shakespearean comedies. I don't think I've ever seen this one. One of those elaborate plots with counts and daughters and travelers coming to the coming to the court. So, you know, Rogue Theater does an amazing job. They have really interesting plays, and they're always very well performed.
Did you say you've got a couple of book events? Are any of those local?
Yeah, on Tuesday I'm going to be speaking in Tuesday of next week. I'm going to be speaking in the UN store on Speedway at noon. They have a monthly noon talk about various issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there a couple years ago, and I was invited back to kind of update people on what's happening with immigration right now. And that's free, just at noon in the store next Tuesday.
Did you want to mention another one real quickly?
Oh, well, I'm visiting with some students from St. Carol or John Carroll University who are coming back from El Salvador, but that's a just a classroom talk with them.
Okay, Margaret Regan, we will look for your work. We always appreciate your support of the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Margaret Regan, longtime Tucson Weekly Arts writer and well-known author, especially about the border. This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater in Tucson. In Tucson, the terms January and jazz are synonymous. If you don't want to miss a note, visit foxtucson.com to view our schedule of jazz events and purchase tickets to see. I got to see these folks, the legends, Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall, Sunday, January 27th, together with their band. They're going to do all that great music, the classic hits, and of course from the Tijuana Brass, Brazil 66. Really great. That's going to be a great show. Sunday, February 3rd, experience the enduring power and popularity of America's folk music. Lonesome Traveler with special guest Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. To view the full event and concert schedule, to purchase tickets to see Jackie Ivanko this Thursday, Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall, Sunday, January 27th, and Lonesome Traveler with special guest Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, Sunday, February 3rd. Visit foxtucson.com. All right, we got a lot in today, and always a pleasure to do it on Buckmaster, the name of the show. For me, Bill Buckmaster and Ray Allen, engineering and producing. Next up, Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. Have a great afternoon.